Here comes the money. Oh.
Welcome, everyone. This is the All In FPL show, and we are joined by, as ever, a man who finally listened to my advice after I watched all 75 friendlies during the World Cup and managed to put Matt Doherty in his fantasy football team. He's going to be extremely happy. It is the one and only Alex Doyle. How are you, Alex?
Hi, John. Yeah, I mean, we'll ignore the two blanks and just focus on last night.
He got enough points last night to cover the blanks anyway, didn't he? So that's absolutely fine. And also, we've got a man who's probably equally as ecstatic because last night, his main man, Harry Kane, who he's had in his team every week since the beginning of the league, bagged not a hat trick. It was two goals and an assist, weren't it? And max bonus. So absolutely brilliant. It is the money man, cha-ching, Josh Woodridge. How are you, Josh?
Oh, I'm good, John. How are you?
Yeah, the
I was really happy with Kane's points, but then I thought to myself, everyone must have him, surely. So it's probably not even relevant, really, having that many points.
It
But
was one of those
no.
games where I was watching it and I'm like, oh my God, just end this game. Like, how long is left? I'm just clock watching 70 minutes, 75. I was like, please end. And he just kept on getting something, didn't he?
It was crazy because they were non-existent for the first 60 minutes, and I've never seen a game flip on its head like it did. But Crystal Palace just completely imploded, and yeah, when Tottenham are scoring goals, you know who's going to be part of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, been a bit iffy lately, Crystal Palace, my midfield maestros. I think definitely time to jump off them now. They got a horrendous fixture run coming up as well. I actually had a bet on them to get relegated. I might lay off because I don't think they'll get relegated. But yeah, I think it was like 30-1 to go down. I think in a month or 6 weeks or something, there'll be a lot less than 30-1 to get relegated. So JV guarantee there.
I'll find your three worst teams pretty easily, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think they will go down, but if you're on Betfair, I think it's a nice little something you can back and then maybe lay off if you're familiar with that. So what's coming up today then, Doyle?
I'll tell you what though, JB.
No, go on, Josh.
Go on, Josh, finish
Dish
the
the
thought,
insight.
please.
Come on, the wisdom.
I was keeping an eye on your Palace boys last week, JB, and they both hauled last week. Did you see them? I think Eze got a goal and Elise got two assists and three bonus. So
Yeah.
I did think of you when I saw those returns going last week against the mighty Bournemouth, I think it was.
Well, I thought with you two as well. I was waiting for all the messages on our all-in WhatsApp group, and nobody congratulated me or anything. But I knew in my heart of hearts, I knew you all knew about it. So it was against Bournemouth, though, weren't it? But still, we'll take it.
It's a hard double blank. Yeah,
Yes. Yeah.
we called that one on the dot. That was so obvious. So
He's a
obvious.
triple blank. He triple blanked, by the way. He's had three blanks since the break. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too easy that the good fixtures were just so obvious. But yeah, today we're just gonna keep it pretty chilled. We're sort of obviously midweek. We're in the middle of a double game week at the moment. We're gonna pod again next week, looking forward onto game week. I believe it's 20. But we're just gonna review what's happened over the Christmas period. We've not done a pod in a little while, so go through our game weeks one by one. Sort of point out who's stood out, who's done well, and who has not. So let's start at the top of the all-in table with Josh Woodridge.
Is this the current top of the table, or like the because we're mid game week, really, aren't we? I mean, like if we're going by last week, was anyone else top last week
I don't think
officially?
so.
Like,
I don't
this
think
is
so.
points in progress, really, at the moment, I feel. So, but we'll let Josh go first. It's fine. It's fine.
Let's see who JB's got left. He's got Haaland, Cancelo, Kepa, Mitrovic, and Andreas. So the same as every other fucking player on the game. Yeah. So no, I can't see you making much points to them, mate, to
I'll
be
be
honest.
honest, I'm not even sure if I was top last week anyway, but I might have been, I don't know.
You were at some point for sure, because I was fucking throwing darts at the wall. But
I
yeah.
definitely wasn't.
I'll start with week 17. We'll all do week 17, then we'll go to week 18, week 19. Okay. So week 17, 98 points, seems like it went really well. I think this was the week where everyone went mental. So Rashford did really well. Haaland as captain for everybody got 26 points. Oh, John's bored already. That's cool. All
Same week
right.
7, he was so long ago. I don't care about
Mason Mount got double digits. That's how we know something a bit iffy was going on. He got 10 points. I don't know what happened there. Oh, I hated that so much. That was just so tilting. He's such a bad pick. He's just awful. And then obviously all these idiots who've got him, aka Josh, just get rewarded. It's just outrageous.
It was a really good goal. I know it was a low XG shot, as people like to say, but to be honest, he only passed it into the corner.
You could have done that, yeah, Josh. You'd have done that in an interview.
I used to do that for fun, mate. Don't take the piss. Seriously, that was my trademark move. That was curl it bottom bins along the floor. Absolutely, one of the easiest things to do in football. But people love to say it's a 0.03 XG. So yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with the people who know what they're talking about. Yeah, and then just to finish off, the United boys did really well. Shaw got 8, Martial got 6, Rashford got 14. They've been really good all 3 weeks, I think. And everyone's favourite keeper, who's called Kepa, got 9 points. So, yeah, 98 for that week. And I benched all the right people as well. I had 1-1-2-0 on the bench. So, yeah, I think that was one of the ones that could be put down as like a pretty perfect week, I think, as far as the people who I didn't pick were nowhere near my radar. You know, like the other guys who did well were nowhere near my radar. So it's like, yeah, just De Bruyne blanked, I think.
Can't believe Kepa's only 7.5% owned overall. Obviously, there's a lot of dead teams and stuff in that, but that's insane. Feels like he's in everyone's team.
Yeah, he's in every team I've seen, I was going to say. Like, the people who've got, like, Sanchez, for example, have been absolutely shafted because I think they've had no cleans in 3. Like, even yesterday's one went last minute, didn't it, Doyle, as you probably saw. So, yeah, the people who went for Sanchez, and it was a few people I saw, did really bad. Some people went Ward and Iverson. They've done terribly as well because they've had none out of 3 cleans. Yeah, I think Kepa's been by far the best pick already, and we've still got another game to go with him, I think.
Game week 17.
Yeah, it's a game week 17. I'll try and remember the games and what the points were for, but it was a couple of weeks ago. But like you just said, I had Kepa in goal, so that was great. Kept a clean sheet for the Blues and got some bonus points as well, so that was good. Kind of expected it was against Bournemouth, but you can only beat what's in front of you, and I think he is good value going forward. It's one big talking point in my team, so I'll cut straight to it. After all the stick I gave Doyle and Josh, I benched Trippier. So I had Cancelo, Shaw and Doherty playing for me. I thought it was a fairly, well, not even a tough game, but Newcastle was away at Leicester and the other three had such good fixtures. It was all at home. Shaw did deliver. Obviously, I'm not going to bench Shaw, Man United at home to Forest, and he done the business for me.
Doherty was the problem, right? You got suckered into the...
It was the first game as well in the morning on Boxing Day. I was all excited. I wanted someone in the game to watch. Yeah. I'd arrived at my mum and dad's on Boxing Day, driving home for Christmas. I was all excited. And yeah, he got 1 point. He come close with a shot, but I think that's what you're going to get with Doherty. He'll score some games and he won't score others, but... the big issue was that Cancelo was on the bench. So suddenly, I was getting very excited, thinking that I'd get Trippier's 12 points off the bench, and Cancelo come on, didn't he? Because that idiot Rico got booked, even though he played quite well, I thought. He might have come on anyway, but yeah, it blocked my Trippier points. I was very disappointed with that. Luckily, I still had a really good week. I had 95 points, so I was happy with that. Didn't quite make the 100, but I'll take that all day long. Rashford was fantastic in the Man United game. Really enjoyed that. Him and Martial against Forest. Salah done the business away at Aston Villa. Playing Monopoly in the evening. I weren't allowed to watch the game.
Yeah, I remember that one. That one was the assist for the VVD goal. About 10 miles wide and somehow didn't get chained. That was like... I don't understand how that happened. It just made
As you mentioned, clear assist for Salah. So yeah, I was really happy with that. I won my game in Monopoly as well that I was playing with the family at the time on Boxing Day. Points were rolling in. I was high on life. Arsenal done really well for me. I don't think you two... Did you two have the Arsenal boys, Martinelli and Saka?
I had Saka.
Okay, well, didn't Saka and Martinelli... I doubled up. Very pleased I did.
Yeah.
And obviously Haaland done really well as well. Wilson had the sniffle, so I don't think he played. That was game week 17 for me.
Yeah, those Arsenal boys were really shrewd, obviously, having both of them. Like, they've absolutely paid off for you, haven't they? I was a bit nervous around Jesus, the whole Jesus not playing, but it turns out Jesus is actually just garbage, I think. Everyone was like saying how he has made them to the next level, but Nketiah slots in and something even better. So,
yeah, I think Martinelli, I couldn't get rid of Martinelli just because I had so much value tied up in him. Even I'm not keen on Arsenal's fixture run. And the other thing that just stood out for me, Saka's just such a brilliant player. Like, for 8 million, I think he's one of the most undervalued players in the league. I know people say he's very good, but I think he's next level. I think he's brilliant. So I'm happy to keep him, as I think he's like a premium almost for a cheap price.
Yeah, I agree on Saka. Well, I've liked him since the World Cup, since watching him in those games there. He just looked so good. I wanted him in my team, to be fair. Mm. But he's been frustrating for me. As I'll come on to with Saka, the thing is, whenever you own him, Josh saw this throughout the entire first half of the season, is he always seems to score first and then Martinelli catches up, and it's just so tilting. It's because obviously he's catching up for 2 million less as well, and it's just like... Yeah.
Got to get both then, got to get both.
You do. Should we skip on to Josh's game week 18? We don't need to talk
about that. No, I think we'll do all the 17s first, I think.
Yeah, the fans probably won't see it, so
we have to talk about... Yeah, okay, well, game week 17, I got 84 points, which was quite a big drop on you guys. It wasn't a disaster, but...
Did you get green arrow with that?
I might add, without a chip, you got 84, by the way.
What's that, Jamie?
Would you have got a green arrow that week?
I think I did, yeah.
I mean, obviously, like,
a
few people got more points, but it's still a decent score, isn't it? So
I think it was a minor green.
You can't always, like, just try to be like me and Josh, do you know what I mean? Because it's just different levels, so...
Yeah, I'm just glad I went with Trippier in the end, because I kept saying that it wasn't going to have him, so... I mean, that's pretty much saved me. It could have been a real disaster of a few weeks if it wasn't for that. But
Doyle, imagine if you didn't have Trippier or Shaw for this run, literally for these last three games. Like, that's just like they've just been locked points, haven't they? The two of those.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all the same guys. You know, I've got Darwin, who has been very fun to watch. I've really enjoyed it, to be fair, watching him miss all the chances. It's a comedy. I love it. And it's good that I wanted to keep going until everyone ditches him, and then I'm just going to captain him every single week, and he's going to start hauling, and it's just going to be amazing. One or two more weeks of this, and everyone's going to be dropping him. It's going to be amazing. When he's probably the best asset on the game, second best. It's close. It's very close. Given his numbers are just comparable to Haaland, except for the fact he's not scoring. Like, he gets the same amount of chances. He probably gets more chances than Haaland.
He has more shots than Haaland.
Exactly. So he's gonna start absolutely banging. So I just want people to keep dropping him and dropping him and dropping him, and then go. But we'll see. The only other thing to talk about in this, well, De Bruyne, crap, hate him. He's one of those players who just never, and I never like having him. He never seems to score for me, and I hate having him. He's just not, you know, he's not explosive. So
he has to deliver for his price as well, doesn't he? If you're paying that, I don't mean consistently over the season, he produces what he's worth. So you need him for his.
Yeah, this spot's just killed me all season. It's been him, Son, and Sterling to a lesser degree.
Should have put
Sterling. Those three have just murdered me. And Trossard as well has been an absolute disaster pick. That was. Because the amount of players in that sort of price bracket who've returned multiple times, the swing on that has been huge. So
there's a lot of rumours he might be off Trossard in the window last couple of days.
I think they must have fallen out, right, or something. So he got benched at 59 the other week, and he didn't play yesterday at all. He got a single minute. So, yeah, he could well be off. I think I probably need to move him.
It could be one of those where someone's put a bid in. He wants to go because it's a Champions League team or something, and then, you know, they don't want him to go, and now he's sulking. But yeah, that's hot off the press. That is breaking news.
Don't worry though, Dol. If he didn't play a minute yesterday, that means you'll get your bench on for him, right?
We'll come to that. Right, game week 18, Josh.
Oh, fucking hell! Well, I was going to say as well. Obviously, Martinelli's the obvious one to just have had instead of Trossard. That's probably like a 20-point swing, right? Something like that.
Yeah, probably more. Yeah,
just very, yeah, very. To be fair, Martinelli blanked in 18-19, so that will have helped a little bit. But yeah, game week 18. I think this was a terrible one for me, actually. As I said, the ones who did the business for me again were literally just Shaw and Trippier this week, who a lot of people had. Rashford came off the bench, got a goal. Not lucky because we missed out on a kind of good fixture Wolves away, I think. But yeah,
could have 5 points is fine.
Yeah. Haaland. Yeah. Go on, mate, sorry.
I said scored the second and got ruled out as well, right? So
Yeah. He did punch it in, to be fair. But yeah, Haaland got one goal, I think. It looks like 6 points doubled. I don't even watch Haaland anymore, to be honest, because it just doesn't matter in the weeks where it's a single game week because everyone's going to captain him. So it actually doesn't matter what he does because you're just going to captain him anyway. So it's like, yeah. It looks like it does matter tonight for sure. This is the fun week. And next week's back to boring because he presumably doubles or might be one of the ones who doubles. So again, that's a non-conversation if he's got two games. Except maybe about using the triple captain, actually, which is quite interesting. But and then it looks like Andreas got an assist. I think that was for someone who wasn't Mitrovic to score, I think. So.
Yeah, 2-1 against Palace, wasn't it? Mitrovic missed his penalty in that.
Yeah, that was another bad one for people who jumped on Mitrovic early. Or I think Martial to Mitrovic was popular that week, like going a week early on that one. So yeah, he got a big fat zero, I think. And then yeah, Andreas, he's just ticking along, isn't he? He's just a really, really good asset. And to be honest, the main reason I had him was for this week 19 where he had a double because I really wanted to play him this week. If they didn't have a double Fulham, I think I might have gone without and stacked the midfield. I think that was what I was sort of toying with before Boxing Day. But Andreas having this double was such a big factor for me. So yeah. So to summarise, week 18 was pretty bad for me. 51 points. I think that was for sure a red arrow. Albeit a little one, I think.
Yeah. For me, it's another good game week, 58 points. I'm pretty sure I was slightly above the average. I've had a really good couple of weeks, to be honest. I went from, I think, 600K. I did go up to like 280K. I think I dropped a bit after the Kane magic last night. I'm about 380K now, but done very, very well. So I'm quite pleased with how I started. Again, this week, I was sweating again, exactly the same as the week before, because I had Shaw on the bench and absolutely gutted because obviously first game on Saturday was Man United away at Wolves and he got his clean sheet, he got max bonus and I needed Cancelo not to play. And thankfully, unlike the week before when I benched Trippier's 12 points, Cancelo didn't come on this time. So I feel I've kind of evened out my luck a little bit there. And Shaw did come on, so I got his 9 points. That was really good.
Really lucky, mate. Really lucky. Because if it had played, you'd gotten 2 points combined over those two games. So really, about even on luck getting your...
Well, I ain't finished with Cancelo yet either. We'll get onto that this week's review. Midweek review, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, so far it's 50-50 in the battle of Cancelo being benched.
You started him again, for fuck's sake. Have you not learnt your lesson?
I know. Well,
do you just like the sweat? I think you like the adrenaline rush, don't you?
It's just that one game week, Josh, back in game week 10 or whatever it was, where he sold him, he scored 15 points, and JB is never, ever, 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 ever not playing Cancelo again.
That is one of those things as well. Seriously, I do keep thinking that as well. I benched Cancelo that week, so now I ain't benching him, and now he's screwing me over every week. And that's not even the major sweat either, because I'm in floods at the moment. I'm sweating. I'm waiting till that team sheet at 7 o'clock tonight. But we'll get onto that in a minute. Back to 18. I had Trippier. Obviously, he was in this week. I learned my lesson from the week before when I benched Trippier. Arsenal boys done the business again. I think Saka got 6 points. I think Saka scored, didn't he? He got booked in that one. So he's on 4 yellows now.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple of games to go to avoid a suspension, Saka now. Martinelli done great in it. He got 10 points. Mitrovic missed the penalty. I had him up front. That was pretty annoying because he could have, if he scored the penalty, he might have been in the bonus as well. I'm not too sure, but he normally does end up in it. So last minute penalty, I was really excited. I had that going on one side, and then I was thinking Cancelo might come on as a sub because there was like 10 minutes injury time in the Everton game. So I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what to look at. I was all over the shop. But thankfully, Cancelo didn't come on, but Mitrovic did miss the penalty. So again, 50-50 luck, but Yeah, Rashford done okay. He's been fantastic every game he's played since the break. Salah did blank, unfortunately, this week. I'm sure he's got another haul in him coming up for me, though. So, you know, I'll keep the faith. Him and Darwin was pretty pony in that game against Leicester, to be honest. They didn't look quite right. They was open at the back as well. And I'm still not convinced on Liverpool. And obviously, after the Brentford game, even less so. Haaland was captain, scored. They didn't win, though, because Everton held them to a draw. Well done, Doyle. I ain't got rid of James yet. I thought I'd roll the transfer purely to give me more options in case any double game weeks are announced. And I didn't really need to. If I did the transfer, player might not have even played anyway. So I felt if I roll it, that might benefit me a bit more. That was it.
Well, Josh, we move on to game week 19.
Come on, door week 18. Let's see it. This is my favourite one of the three, I think.
So not a great week. 52 points. Yeah, 4 million game week rank. It can't be too bad, right? That's middle of the package. Captain Haaland, nothing more to say there.
Little of the back.
Yeah, so I did decide to use my triple captain this week.
Did you finger slip or something, or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Go on. You can tell the real story. It was
no,
fair.
I was in a cup competition where basically it was if you get to the final, you're guaranteed like £300, and if you don't, you're flipping for £120 in someone. So it's a big swing. So I was like 10 points behind going into the week. So I thought triple captain Haaland is the way to attack that.
And
which makes sense.
It's a very prestigious tournament as well. This cup competition run by an FPL absolute legend as well. So. You wanted to win, didn't you, badly?
I've come very close to it on numerous occasions as well. I never close the door, so it's bitterly disappointing once
again.
You
still lost, didn't you?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Everton decided to turn in their one decent performance of since the restart in a game where I had triple captain Haaland, De Bruyne, and Akanji. So well done to Everton for ruining. Ruining Christmas even more. It's been fantastic. They've really outdone themselves this time. Getting absolutely spanked twice.
The one game you could have got some satisfaction out of as well, because you like it was a phenomenal performance going to there, getting the draw, and you couldn't even enjoy it because you triple captain and you had all your Man City players. I bet you were split straight down the middle, weren't you?
Exactly. No, I hate it. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. We're crap. We're gonna get relegated, and there you go. We're just crap. But obviously they wanted to do just enough to annoy me with it. Darwin got his assist that week. Yeah, that was when he hit the post and it rebounded back. Yeah, he had about 52 chances and, as usual, missed them all. Love the man. Yeah, not much else to say about it, really. It's just ugly. Trossard got 1 point, came off on 59. Akanji was a letdown. Didn't clean, obviously. De Bruyne was shit again. Yeah, not much more to say about it. Just, 52 points when you're triple captain and a 4 million game week rank and Red Arrow is not really what you want. But
yeah, like mine was ugly. Yours is even uglier here. Like this is really ugly. It's just like Darwin could have had loads again, obviously, but you could say that any week. And then the rest are just ones and twos, aren't they, pretty much? I mean, Saka got you something and then got beat by Martinelli, as you alluded to. Rashford, most people have got. Trippier, most people have got. And then the rest is just crap, isn't it? So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all on City, right? It's triple City and triple captain. Like, you just need the City to do well. And, yeah.
Obviously. It's one note you'd expect them to do. I mean, Everton at home, you'd expect 3-4-0 or something, wouldn't you? So it's all jokes aside, you are pretty unlucky there, really. You could have got a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, at least Haaland scored. So at least they got something for triple captain. And game week 19, Josh.
I think it's a good time to talk now about like how the triple captain chip is a bit overhyped, I think, to be honest. Like, I think like you got 6 points from it. It's not what you would have wanted, but I think the benchmark's probably like 10 or 9. So like you're not far off, really.
You basically... a bit higher this year than it would normally be because Haaland's obviously so good, but Yeah,
you've basically took a hit or two on top of what you would have expected. Like, you know what I mean? You've basically took a minus eight on what you would have expected, maybe, or something like that. So
yeah.
And obviously he could have easily scored a hat trick against Everton. I mean, like that we're like not in that particular game the way it played out, but going into the game, like, you wouldn't have been surprised at all if he got a hat trick in that game. So it's
good early as well, right? He scored in the first like 20 minutes or so, right? So it felt like it was going to be an absolute mauling early on, but didn't play out.
I think on average, if you're captain in any game week, you'd expect them, obviously they're your best player, you want a return, don't you? You want either a goal, maybe at worst an assist, and that's kind of like your baseline, and he got that for you. So yes, it's not, you're not, you knew you weren't going to get two games out of it anyway, because he was only had the single game week. So I don't think you can be too unhappy that he scored for you, because that's pretty much what you'd expect. I mean, you always hope for a hat trick, but you know, don't rarely happens, does it?
His was fine, like 6 points was fine. It was the fact it was the other two that's a problem, is Akanji and De Bruyne, who were the bigger problems, because De Bruyne is a 13 million asset, trading as a 1 point merchant is that's an issue. And Akanji not cleaning was in a game where I think Everton had one shot or something like that, one shot on target maybe. Damari Gray did his once a season worldie. The problem is he then tries this now like five times every game for the next 6 months, and it doesn't go in once. So you actually really don't want him to score in that spot. It just encourages him. But yeah, game week 19, the one that's ongoing at the moment. Josh, how are you? How are you getting on? The one that took you to the top of the table.
Well, we just found out Mason Mount isn't starting off air, didn't we? So that's really good. That's a really, really good start to my evening tonight ahead of Chelsea against Man City.
Oh, Koulibaly's not starting either, right?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I've got him as well. So there we go. That's amazing.
Probably not. He might do.
Oh, God. Anyway, I can't complain about the week other than the news that I'm finding out that none of my players are playing. So far, I've literally just had the two Fulham boys, Andreas and Mitrovic. We'll come back to one of those in a minute where we take the piss out of me for a second. Other than that, I've literally had Harry Kane, 16 points, 2 goals and an assist, 3 baps, as John said. Rashford, 8. Shaw, 15. Trippier, 8. And then Mitrovic is obviously 5 all out. I didn't cap him, luckily, because I captained Andreas Pereira instead. Now,
This is an atrocious decision. This is just embarrassing. Like, I can't wrap my head around this for a second.
I don't know what goes through my head here. I think it's a thing of like wanting to finally hit like a cheap player as captain, because in the Lundstrom season, I captained Lundstrom twice and he let me down twice, right? So like, I'm trying to sort of rekindle those points. I think I just want the cheap guy to like get a ridiculous haul and for me to be able to like take the piss out of everybody for like me captaining a 4.5 million midfielder. Now, I think this was a shocking decision, and it got like highlighted by the fact he got subbed off on 59 minutes, obviously, because he would have 3 points so far doubled to 6 if he'd lasted one more minute on the field.
I guess, yeah.
Like,
you basically break even on Mitrovic then, whatever.
No, I'm beating Mitrovic then, you idiot, obviously, if I have 3 points. I'm beating him now with my 1 point. Andreas is on penalties in the second game, mate. You're telling me you're not going to get a penalty in the second game with how lucky I am?
That's true.
Come on. Come off it. It's absurd to even say that Andreas isn't going to beat Mitrovic this week. But yeah, it's just quite funny how I captained my only guy who's blanked so far, basically, others.
Like, did you not think Mount, like, I mean, obviously he's now not starting, so fair enough, but like, did you not think he's probably better than Andreas Pereira?
Yeah, I did think that, yeah. I did. I thought Kepa was better, to be honest, as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kepa was better as well. But I just didn't want to do it. I just wanted to captain the Fulham guy. To be honest, like, as of right now, like, so going into this week, I should say, I think Fulham have been better than Chelsea over, like, a long period now. Like over 8-9 game weeks, Fulham have been better than Chelsea. So, to be honest, I was looking at the two games and I was thinking, well, Fulham are slightly better than Chelsea in the second game. And Chelsea are playing City in the other game. So, like, I just fancied the Fulham guy against Leicester and Chelsea, to be honest. So, yeah. And Mitrovic, obviously, I would have captained him if he wasn't on those 4 yellow cards. And I was very fortunate that that was proven right in that spot, because, like, he did obviously get his booking because he's an absolute nutcase and just not the sort of person who would, like, not get a booking because he's going to get banned. You know what I mean? He would just go full steam ahead and charge into somebody, which is what we saw. So
we should have piled that at the bookies, right? That was just so obvious. We should have just piled that at the bookies.
Yeah, like, I told you the story about Balotelli earlier, Doyle, about like how Mourinho talked to him at halftime for 15 minutes saying, don't get a second yellow card, don't get a second yellow card, don't get a second yellow card. 47th minute, he gets sent off. And it's just like, Mitrovic is a bit like Balotelli in the sense that he's just a bit crazy, and like he's just not going to like stop playing his game because he's like on a suspension if he gets a yellow card, you know what I mean? So yeah,
it was a bit of a harsh one, to be fair, I thought. But
yeah, apparently it was an accumulation of fouls, I think, but like it was on the edge of the box. It was like I think it was a half yellow card in itself, and then apparently it was an accumulation of fouls, and maybe there was a bit of dissent in there as well. There's just like, there's a lot of reasons why that man can be booked. So yeah, I think it didn't come as any surprise to me, and yeah, it was a good captaincy, but on Mitrovic I'm talking about specifically, but I just think no one can be surprised at that outcome, to be honest. And he got a goal, so it's not the worst, is it?
No, no. I think Haaland might punish us all tonight, though. We'll see.
Those are the words on my lips. Those are my next words on my lips, literally. I think Haaland might run riot, but yeah.
JB, what have you done this week? How's it going?
Not too bad. It was going quite well until Harry Kane yesterday. Obviously, a lot of teams caught ground on me, so I'm kind of like, I'm pretty average this week. Maybe, well, I'm above the average, actually, but amongst a lot of people, there or thereabouts. Luke Shaw obviously done the business.
Every time I see him, my heart drops. I just really hate it. I just hate seeing that those 15
points. He's just been incredible. Ever since the restart, he's been absolutely fantastic. So really, really pleased with him and his goal. Trippier as well. I thought it was a tough game against Arsenal, but I just think he's just a bonus points magnet, and he can always get. He's on corners, free kicks. Like, you just have to start him, I think. And obviously against Arsenal, even then he's walked it with a bonus and the clean sheet, so that's great. I've got Kepa in goal, so we'll see how that plays out. Absolute bargain for his price, and the amount of shots that he saves, I think, is a big plus for Kepa. He does rack up the save points, and also where he distributes the ball now, the way we play, he's very good in the bonus as well. So I think the bonus should continue for him, whether it saves or clean sheets and nicks a bonus point here and there. So he's playing tonight. Everyone will obviously know how he's done. Don't expect much against City. And the other player in my defence is Cancelo tonight. Now, if Cancelo doesn't play for whatever reason, I mean, there's a small glimmer of hope because he ain't started the last two. That will mean I've got Matt Doherty off the bench and his magical 14 points, because currently Doherty is on my bench. I can't really complain because I've got Trippier's 8 points and Shaw's 15 points. And even tonight, Cancelo could get, you know, a clean or whatever.
How did Shaw outscore Doherty? That's not fair.
Ah, of course.
Surely.
Yeah, no, I made the right call. Made the right call, obviously. But I would love Doherty's points. Clean sheet and bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, but Shaw didn't score, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he scored. I thought he got an assist. Oh, that's bullshit.
No, no, no. Doherty only got 2 bonus because of Kane, didn't he? And obviously Shaw got 3. So anyway, I'm sweating. I've got 32, 33 minutes unless we get leaked lineups, team news on Instagram or whatever it is telling us. That
I was really hoping we'd have it before now so I could just break it then. That would have been really fun.
I keep looking at my phone thinking it's going to come up every time it keeps flashing. But we'll see. If I don't get Doherty's points, I can't complain too much. But yeah, I couldn't not start any of my midfield. As you can see, I got Martinelli on the bench as well because I couldn't slot him in. So there's no way I was ever going to play Doherty, really. Yeah, I was quite pleased Martinelli did blank because he is on my bench and I know he's so well owned. But I went with Saka instead of Martinelli. There really ain't much to split between them, to be honest, but they both blanked anyway. Well, got a midfield clean sheet win. Yeah, that's true.
Bonus?
No. Yeah, he takes them one side, Martinelli takes them the other side, so that kind of cancels each other out. But I went for Andreas instead of Martinelli, just purely the two games, and quite pleased now as well, because he'll be on pens in the next game. Might not get one, but you never know. Rashford again. Keeps doing it, delivering every week. Salah blank was not the greatest, if I'm honest. Bit of a frustrating watch that game against Brentford, but Brentford fully deserved it. I enjoyed the game. It was an absolutely brilliant game, wasn't it? And then Martial, bit worried about Martial. I think you're always worried he's going to come off early every single week. And he isn't always that involved either, to be honest. I think against some better teams, we'll have to see it, but he's probably in my transfer plans to get him out at some point.
Yeah, pretty disappointed with him, really. I thought his stats were so good. They always have been really strong. Like, he normally gets a like, big chance, but he just not really looked on it.
It was a good fixture run, weren't it? And he's... he did score against Bournemouth, I think it was. Forest, weren't it? But
I'd have put my house on if you showed me side by side Shaw's points and Martial's points over those 3 weeks before it happened or whatever, and you didn't tell me which was which, I'd put my house on it being Martial who got those returns. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, there's just a few more options up front now. I think with Kane, I might be able to squeeze him in if I get rid of Salah, if I don't want De Bruyne, or I've got my two frees now anyway, so we'll see how that plays out. And then obviously I had Mitro. I was pleased with what Mitro got. You know, I did captain him. You knew there was the chance of the yellow, but so be it. We'll see how Haaland gets on tonight. And yeah, that was my game week pretty much.
Cool. And that rounds up the reviews of the week so far.
We've left it till the last because the main event.
Okay.
Come on, give the fans what they want.
It's not been too disastrous. It's not been great. But Doherty did save the bacon yesterday because I think I would not be on this podcast today if that didn't happen, that 14-pointer. So that helped. But again, similar theme, really. It was very much to do with the cup and third place paying and fourth place not paying. Meant and my bench was pretty strong as well. Well, it felt pretty strong at the time. So I decided to bench boost. So Haaland can still save the bench boost because I put him on the bench. I put Andreas on the bench as well and Kepa on the bench. So this, so they can still save the day. But no, in reality, like my bench probably would have been Ward, Patterson. Ward got two. Patterson got zero. Trossard got zero. And then, to be fair, it would have been one of Doherty or Trippier. So you're looking at a 10-plus point, double-digit bench boost, which is fine, I think. I'm pretty sure I'd have played Dean over what, at least one of Trippier and Doherty because I didn't like the fixture of either of them. So I think that's okay. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, it's a pretty much a shit show again. Dean didn't clean against Wolves at home, which was pretty disappointing. He actually came off at 66 minutes. Well, I don't know if he got hurt or what, but I've just seen that. So that's...
I think he was just hurt. He didn't have a good game. Apparently he was subbed because of that.
Oh, cool. So he's going to get benched. That's good. That's good. And yeah, Trossard, obviously, like I said, he's a big problem now. I'm gonna have to transfer him out. But we got De Bruyne to play, we got Haaland to play. Well, not really, but we got De Bruyne to play, we got Kanji, Kepa, and Andreas to hopefully salvage the week. Because again, it's not looking too promising at the moment, despite the bench boost. I think it's looking like season over at this stage.
Oh, did you buy Luka Dean over Luke Shaw?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the fixtures.
What the fuck? Yeah,
Bournemouth, the fixtures United. Disaster. I think they have Bournemouth and Forest.
No,
it was this week.
It was this week because they've then got City at home, Arsenal away, in the next two.
Yeah.
Didn't really fancy those ones, so decided to go for the but Dean's fixtures instead. Which you may now not play in. So that's good. That's good. It's not been a fun return since Christmas for me on FPL. I'll put it that way.
Still, at least you ain't got to worry about your chips. That's what everyone always says, right?
Exactly. You don't want to have those chips to worry about.
Yeah, now you can focus on
guarding with these two keepers and all this expensive on bench, and I'm just gonna be there like.
It's the cool thing to say, isn't it? It's like, yeah, use your chips, get them out of the way. You ain't got to worry about them. You can plan your own moves. It's like so much cooler.
I might just wildcard next week just to get it out in the clean sweep, you know, just get rid of them all once and for all.
In all seriousness, I might wildcard next week because my team is pretty shambolic for like if there's a big announcement of double game weeks and I fall on the wrong side of it, I think it with only one free transfer for me next week because. I just decided I wanted to get doublers for this week coming where I knew the doubles were rather than some doubles that might happen in the future. Like, for example, if I think there's talk of Brighton, Crystal Palace, Leeds, Man United, etc., having double game weeks. If these teams have double game weeks, I'm quite underexposed on these teams. So I'll have to consider between maybe the free hit chip or maybe the wild card chip. And I think it's a worthy discussion to have, especially if the City Tottenham game drops out. If that one's not a double next week, then I think I'm just going to have to do something if there's lots of other doubles, because I'm not willing to go into sort of a double game week with like one double or two doublers or something. It's just not the way I play. So
The only counterpoint I'd say to that, when you name them teams, the template is very strong at the moment, because there's some, I think there's a lot of the players you look at, like Rashford, Saka, Haaland, Mitrovic, Trippier, Shaw, like Martinelli. There's a lack of defenders as well for a start. So there's not too many good ones you can choose. Goalies are sewed up pretty much. If it is like Palace, Leeds, Brighton, and you're bringing in the likes of
breaking Aronson,
Rodrigo, Eze, like...
Don, respect the breaking news.
I've already seen it. Don't worry, I made peace with it. Go on.
João Cancelo starts for Manchester City.
Injured in the warm-up, don't worry. We've got 30 minutes yet.
He's going to score like 40 points now.
Yeah. So JB, like, to your point, it's a good week for a free hit. Then do you not think, like, to keep my good team, but like,
free
hit all these shitters for a week and then just play 11 doublers, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like,
I think personally more of a free hit, because you don't want to pollute your team with the players after, because there's how are you going to get all the good players? Like, my team feels so good at the moment, I can't get everyone on the pitch. Like, I'm benching Doherty and Martinelli at the moment. So if you're going to wildcard into all of that, I'm not sure what it's going to be like afterwards. Do you know what I mean? But then again, I don't know. I'd always save my free hit for the FA Cup blank in the fifth round or whatever, when there's like, could be three games. Like, I play a bit safer. But if you want to go, you know, attack it, why not? Because I don't think too many people will have them players. So, you know, and if they do, they'll be taking major hits to get them. So...
Yeah, I think I'll save my free hit.
Dole's not in the business of wasting chips like me. But I think it would have to be a pretty specific scenario where those exact crap teams all land on a double. So like I said, Brighton, Palace, Leeds, Man United, something like that, like some combination of those. And if City and Tottenham don't have one, because I think if City have one, I've got three of those. I've got two Man United, so I'll probably scrape through if it's that those teams that have it. But it's definitely worth thinking about with one free transfer, I think. In your spot, JB, with two free transfers, I'd probably just muddle through, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I saved it anyway, just in case something's announced. It's no real fires to put out. I might lose a 0.1 or 0.2 on James for now, but, you know, I'll just see how that one goes.
The advice from Krellin, just to talk about this for a second, was to make sure under all circumstances you have two free transfers this week. I think that's like a very nice ideology, but I think that was quite difficult to do in practice. And like, also, there was guaranteed doubles this week, as I talked about earlier.
If you ain't got Pereira, then...
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah. And like, right. Most people didn't have Mitrovic, for example, who, whether he was on a yellow card or not, was almost a must-have for this week, just on an ownership point of view. I think he was like a really good play for this week in itself anyway. So there was no way I was going without him.
Lots of people had issues as well, like James and stuff. And how can you get to bench boost if you don't use your transfers? So I don't know how people manage that.
Elite move.
Yeah, there's some people have got Trossard to deal with as well, and it's like
a Patterson injury.
Yeah, like you say, everyone had Reece James, whether they had two transfers or one transfer. Like, some people had got rid of it last week, but some people had used a transfer of Martial to Mitrovic, for example, as well. So like, some people had one transfer and still Reece James. So like, I can't see how you were gonna not deal with that last week. So yeah, I used my two transfers to bring in a Chelsea player and Mitrovic, I think, which I think is like absolutely fine for like a double that we knew was going to happen. So yeah, I think it was a nice to do, but I'm very willing to use a chip this week instead of like sort of having two free transfers. I think that was the trade-off I was aware of when I used my two transfers last week.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But yeah. but to counter that, I just said to Doyle, my team's now full of shit Chelsea and Fulham players. And
yeah, like Koulibaly.
I've got Koulibaly, Mason Mount, who is absolutely shit, by the way. I literally picked him because he was nailed for a double game week, and then he's not even starting the first game.
Kepa.
The keeper's fine. The keeper's more than fine because I've got Danny Ward on the bench, so I can just play Danny Ward every week now. That's absolutely fine.
I like how Leicester have gone back to their usual, gone back to their early season selves, haven't they? After they had that pickup, they're back to being absolute garbage again.
Just emphasises how right Josh was, though, about that fixture run, I think.
Well, how lucky.
Cheers, JB.
He said, look, I ain't getting rid of him ahead of this fixture run, and he flew, didn't he?
So lucky, isn't
he? It couldn't have been a luckier spot, I don't think. I've never seen a team go from zero clean sheets to like 8 clean sheets in 10 or something like that. Like the fixtures can speak in some way, but like this guy went from chucking the ball in the net 4 times a game to becoming a keeper who's making 6 saves a game. It was just like, this game's about timing often, and that was just the funniest example of timing I've ever seen, I think. So yeah,
I mean, on the Sun game that I play, loosely play, I'd like, if I remember to do my team, I'd do it. He was on -8 or something for the season, like literally -8 for the season, and then he flew up to 50 odd points a couple of games later. Incredible.
Monster. Absolute monster player. Any other sort of key things you've taken away from the game so far, Josh or John?
I set my team for this exact 3-week spot. So, like, I picked a lot of Man United players. I had triple of those. I think a lot of people did, right? It's interesting how to deal with those now because, obviously, they've got shit fixtures, haven't they? So, that's one thing. Are you guys going to just... Obviously, Dole, you don't have the Shaw problem, I suppose, but I guess I'm just going to bench Shaw for the next few weeks. Is that what you're going to do, JB? Or...
I don't want to talk about defenders at this point in time. I don't know what I'm doing with my defenders. The problem is that the midfield's so strong. So obviously I've got Martinelli, Saka, Salah/De Bruyne if they have to double. I could get De Bruyne in. I've got Rashford. Pereira's ticking over. So it's hard not to play them. And with the three up front as well, I've got Mitrovic, Haaland and Martial. And depending on what I do, I could get Kane in over maybe De Bruyne for the double if they play each other. And that might be something I'm willing to do, I think, actually, because I could even take a hit and get a Kanji or someone maybe for James. So that could also be an option. But I think where the midfield and forwards are so strong, like you said, you almost want to play 5 in the middle and then 3 up top, which you can't. And then the defence, you've got to leave someone out. So it is very difficult at the moment.
You say that, but all your points are coming from your defence.
Well, they are, yeah, but I can't get them all on the pitch for some reason.
Play them next week. And that's with James not playing either. Imagine how many points he'd have for your defence if he played.
I know. We'll see. I'll have to have a little think. But yeah, obviously, yeah, you can bench Andreas. But then there's just so many options at the moment, I think. I think it's an easy time to play FPL because no matter who you're putting in, there's so many players with good...
No, don't worry. I keep finding the bad ones. Don't worry. I'm finding the one or two bad ones.
There's not that many people putting Patterson and Digne in their team. That's the issue at the moment, I think.
Or Trossard, the biggest issue. Mm. That's so bad, man. He started up front twice as well. Blanked twice in like... I think he scored like 7 goals in 2 games and he blanked in both of them.
I think that's the problem, that he might go back out to left wing back now or wherever he was before, because he seemed to be much better there.
Yeah, very weird.
And that, who's the young striker as well? Ferguson. Maybe we could mention him quick. He looks 4.5? Great. Yeah.
Yeah, 4.5 striker. He's a game breaker.
They can't drop him at the moment. He has to play the next couple of games. It could be another flash in the pan like... who was the other striker they had? The Irish guy. Is it Connolly?
Oh, yeah. Connolly. I forgot. Connolly? Connolly. Yeah.
That sounds right. Something like that.
It's Connolly. Yeah. Aaron Connolly, wasn't it?
No. Is it Aaron Connolly?
Pretty sure.
It is for sure, that name, yeah.
All right, okay. But yeah, he could be another one of those because it's very similar. He come in, set the world alight. But 4.5 million, if you're looking to maybe start them defenders like we've just been talking about and maybe have the power 5 in midfield, he could be a cheap...
You just can't get rid of, can you? The strikers are just too good, right? They're just all too good. Like, you can't drop Haaland, you can drop Mitrovic if you want, I guess, after his thingy, but he's still a fantastic option at 7 million. His stats are amazing, scores every week. And then you've got the best striker in the game, Darwin Núñez. You're never dropping him, so there's no space. It's not possible. I don't understand how Josh has Kane. It makes absolutely no sense.
That was my that was one of my key takeaways I was going to come on to, actually, because I feel like I got very lucky taking on Liverpool for these three fixtures, because obviously when I started the restart, I went with no Liverpool except Fabio Carvalho, who has turned out to be a failed punt. But like Salah and Darwin now, they're just auto fades for me now, because there's doubles next week. Then there's a game in between where Liverpool have got a tough game, I think. Then there's doubles the week after, and Liverpool aren't in those conversations of having doubles. So like for me now, I've got through the hard bit, and it's just I can't even look at Darwin or Salah for the next 3 weeks now. So it's sort of like I wouldn't have anyway, but I think it's sort of like a complete cross off now. Like I don't even have to worry about them getting any points because the doublers will just outscore them anyway. So I'm absolutely fine with that.
Darwin's gonna start scoring a hat trick a game, promise.
No, I honestly think like a Man United asset will outscore him even if he gets two goals, to be honest. Like it during a double game week. And hopefully Kulusevski's back. Maybe we can get Son in, Bruno Fernandes. There's just so many people who might have doubles who could just be really, really fun assets. So, yeah, they're where I'm looking my attention, I think, in the next few weeks.
Makes sense. That all makes sense. The only other thing is Arsenal and how you're going to approach Arsenal moving forward. Obviously, like they've been hauling for fun, not last game, not this game week, but two games prior, particularly I'm thinking Odegaard as well. But the fixtures are sort of a bit dodgy now. Tottenham away, United at home, City at home coming up. So
again, game week 23, they have a double. So like in 23, yeah, you'll want to pile them in.
Yeah.
But till then, I'm not sure you would. Maybe you could go 22 because they got Everton away. So maybe you could go a week earlier.
Really tough double, though, to be fair.
Yeah, Brentford but
and City at home.
But I think you can just take the double base points, knowing they'll start both.
Yeah.
And then you got Villa away the week after that. Then you got Leicester away, so they start to get pretty good again. I think Bournemouth at home. Yeah, you want three of them from the double onwards, I think, or maybe the Everton game before. And as I've said to both, I don't know if I've said it to both of you, but my plan was always to fade Arsenal till that week, and then bring in three of them that week, and it'll probably be Saka, Martinelli and Odegaard now. I think I'll probably go for the triple midfield because I've got enough crap players in my midfield, such as De Bruyne, Carvalho, Mount, who I'm willing to sell for those three players, I think. So, yeah, I think I'll fade them till the Everton game and then probably get two or three of them in that week, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't think I can fit him in because I've got Trossard, obviously. I can't get rid of him, so It's gonna be tough to decide between the two. But maybe
Trossard to Martinelli might be one of the most satisfying transfers ever, I think.
Yeah. I don't really want to go back to Martinelli now.
I'll be keeping obviously Saka and Martinelli if they have their double, so not really an issue for me. I think my loose transfer plans will be get rid of Salah and downgrade to someone, and then that means I can get Kane for Martial. There is obviously, this all hinges on if Man City or Tottenham don't draw at the weekend, in if they have to play an FA Cup replay, the double won't happen, so that's something to take note of. But if not, then I'll get Kane. One other thing is that Kane's on four yellows as well, so he's in the Mitrovic situation that he could miss the second game. So again, I think everyone would probably captain Haaland in that anyway.
It makes it an auto decision again now, JB. That's a really good point you've just made, because like some people might, like me, might have been thinking, oh, I'll just cap Harry Kane, just take it on for a week. But Haaland's not on four yellows and Kane is. So like you just have to captain Haaland again. Yeah, it's just like.
So yeah, I think that's what I'll be doing. And downgrade to, look, I don't know, it could be Almiron, anyone really. I could even go mental and get Odegaard in and have three Arsenal midfielders. He looks very good. Can't imagine you'd be getting too many points from all of them every week, but I'd imagine one or two would give you a good baseline each week, basically, even if one does blank. And then obviously James could get Stones or Akanji maybe just for the double. We'll see how that one plays out. But I might have to take a hit for that. So I'd probably We'll see.
It's a bit like when we talk about stacking in NFL, isn't it, Doyle? Like, if you just have those three Arsenal midfielders, one of them will probably pop off each week, and you just get, as a total for the three, it's probably quite nice to have the overall points for those three. And in and a double... The three are
so combined as well, right? Like, the amount of times it's Odegaard to one of them or vice versa, it just seems... Yeah.
I think particularly at the moment, without Jesus as well, Saka, Martinelli and Odegaard, they really are sort of running the show. I know you've got Eddie and Ketty are up front, but...
He looks good.
He does, yeah, he's scoring, but just, yeah, them three are always involved, aren't they? So if they're, you know, they're likely to score one or two per game at least, they're going to be involved somehow, basically.
Yeah, they got 9 attacking returns in 17 and 18 combined, the three of them. So three each on average over 2 weeks.
You might have to do that, you know, it's Odegaard instead of Almiron, I don't know. I'm a bit worried about Almiron.
For me, mate.
If Almiron goes on a bit of a cold spell, they've got Saint-Maximin coming back.
He came off at 60-something minutes yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, remember how Saint-Maximin started the season? He looked so good. If they start switching things around a bit.
I can see it happening, yeah, for sure.
Odegaard does come off early sometimes, to be fair. And if Smith-Rowe does come back, that gives them the option. But where he's the captain, he's playing so well. That's an option to get him, in my opinion.
Kevin De Bruyne starts, that's good news.
You know what I like about Arsenal, though? The team is completely nailed every week. Like, there's never going to be a surprise on that team sheet. Yeah. It's literally Odegaard, Saka and Martinelli behind Nketiah / Jesus when he's back. And, like, the only position they swap the left-back every week. So it's either Zinchenko or Tierney. You got a bit of a...
They even take off Ben White at 60 minutes every single, 59 minutes every single game for Tomiyasu, don't they? It's like, it just... That's their automatic substitution.
Yeah, they're locked in. Absolutely locked in.
Yeah, and you don't get that with any other team at the moment. Like, Man United maybe a bit, but even we had the Rashford disciplinary thing, the freak thing the other week. But Man United are quite set at the moment just because they've got a few injuries. And, like, the player you think you know who's going to play, like Bruno's going to play, Martial's going to play, Rashford's going to play. You don't really know with Chelsea and City as much. Like, you are worried every week. Like, you are really worried. So, yeah, I think the Arsenal boys are just going to be the ones that everyone has very, very soon. And I think it'll start in week 22, yeah.
No, everyone gets so excited about these doubles. I absolutely hate them. I hate double game weeks. I find them so boring. So you just sort of, it's just limiting what you can do in a week. You've got to bring in a double player. You've got to cap a double player. I find it's all about planning ahead and prep, which is not my... interest.
You need to spice it up. Use like a bench boost or something so you get a mega haul. That's what you need to do. Make it interesting.
Exactly. I don't have any chips left either, so it's even worse. It's just, I hate them. They're so bland.
Yeah, I've never seen a week in a double game week where I've thought that a team has got more than 4 good assets. So therefore, everyone's picking 3 from 4 if you triple up, basically. Yeah. And like the only difference is if some people just ignore a team. So some people have got no Chelsea this week. Some people have got no Fulham. Like, those are the only people you make ground on with your double game week players. Like, fair enough. Koulibaly might not have been top of everyone's list for Chelsea. I'll admit that. But like,
I think I would have gone Cucurella over him personally.
But Mason Mount and Kepa were. They were... The top two, I would say, of the Chelsea assets, given Reece James is out. And then you just get one fun spot on the edge, you know what I mean? Fulham.
Chelsea, they didn't have any spots at all, and you decided to try and squeeze them in somehow. Despite the fact they've got literally one asset that's even pickable.
Everyone's got Kepa, right? So that's obvious. Andreas should be in everyone's team, I think, given the way the fixtures dropped and Mitrovic is elite. So yeah, I think there was those three. Mason Mount was a fine pick given he had a double and the two fixtures before. I think in any other scenario, I would never, ever, ever own him, ever. But over the 3-week stretch, I think he was fine, to be honest. And
I tried to squeeze Sterling in as well with my 2 threes, but couldn't make it happen, unfortunately.
Our friend, did you see Jacob captain Sterling Doyle?
Yeah, and I knew he was going to chat to him about it on Sunday.
He's going to run riot, I think. I think. That's the sort of pick that can genuinely win you the game or win you a mini league or something. Just absolutely go for it. And yeah, no one else was thinking it, even though it's a good pick. So it's like, that's the kind of perfect pick you want to make, I think.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The problem with Sterling is I never feel like he does it in any big games ever. So like going back to City, I don't see him returning, but we'll see.
Massive game for him, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, should we wrap up here, lads, and we'll come back to it next week once we have a bit more clarity as to what the hell's going on.
And the fans should be very excited. Next week's our double game week extravaganza on Monday. Yeah. You'll be dropping maybe Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll be coming back with my bench boost having scored me 200 million points. It's going to be amazing. It'll all be happier. It'll all be great, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Do you want to send us out, Josh, with your usual?
Yeah, sorry for us being off for a few weeks, guys. We were celebrating Christmas, etc., and we missed 3 game weeks within like 5 days, I think. But the same place as usual. We're still in the same place. All in FPL on Twitter, All in FPL on YouTube, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter if that's all right. This was very much a review this week, I would say, with a few like random complaints and taking the piss out of each other, but.
We had to do a bench boost at Doyle. We had to get that in and highlight it on a specific episode. It's like the bench boost craziness special this week.
Also, we're now on podcast as well. If you want to catch us on the podcast, then check us out on Spotify and all good places to find podcasts.
Yeah, because I know some people said they didn't want to see our faces for some reason. So I think
the views have gone up.
That's a more than fine option, yeah. We had our highest views when my camera went off for 30 minutes, I think. So I'm not sure if we should be looking more into that, but the podcast's now available. And next week, we'll be looking ahead to the weekend with all of our favourite double game week picks. And you sort of just know that Man City are going to draw at the weekend now, so there's no doubles next week. But
yeah, we'll still call it a double game week extravaganza anyway.
Yeah, it'll just show that we don't change the name that we've thought of 2 weeks before, even if it doesn't happen. So yeah, people will see that anyway. So yeah,
I'll start on the end. That'll be fine.
And you guys get to see if Doyle's managed to put the intro on the video this week. So I'm gonna cross my fingers and hope that happens. But
absolutely,
yeah, I think there's no chance, to be honest.
Cool. Well,
thanks, guys.
Good night, guys.
See you, guys.
Still out.